welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Anyone who has children knows that one of the biggest challenges in raising kids is getting them to eat right. And with our schedules being busier than ever and the mornings being always hurried, many parents are choosing the convenience of the school lunches rather than packing their own lunches. But by doing that, you don't always know what your kids are eating. As we know, obesity and diabetes are on the rise with our children, and it's more important than ever for us to ensure that they get a healthy lunch, particularly since we're on the run in the evenings and we don't always get the nutritious dinner that we used to get when we were children. So there are some things that you can do to make sure that the lunch is a little more nutritious and your kid will still enjoy it. You just need to think outside the lunchbox, so to speak. It doesn't have to be a sandwich and an apple. Be creative. You can use string cheese or ham or turkey cut into cubes or sticks with a piece of fruit, and that makes a great lunch. As far as drinks, you want to stay away from fruit juices and really go more for things like 100% juice or skim milk in a juice box, and you can freeze those and they will just work great to act as a cooler and it'll be thawed by the time your kid has lunch. There are some things that you can do ahead of time that children will love. I like to make my own trail mix, and it's really easy to do, and you can make it in a large quantity. I just take some microwave popcorn, the fat-free popcorn, mix it with some chocolate chips, some dried fruit like craisins or dried cherries, raisins, whatever it is that you like. Also add some almonds or peanuts, some pretzels, and some bite-sized mini shredded wheat, and mix all of that together, and it makes a really great and nutritious and fiber-rich trail mix for your kids. Now in the grocery stores, you can also buy individual-sized peanut butter, just has enough to spread on a small amount of bread. Or what I like to do is have a sliced up apple for my child along with one of those little containers of peanut butter and a plastic knife, and they can spread it on the peanut butter or dunk it in there. And that gives them the protein boost that they need during the day. You can also give them fresh vegetables cut up with ranch dressing, and most kids love that. Another thing that I like to do with my kids is to give them their make-their-own yogurt parfait. And it's so easy. You just take a store-bought container of yogurt and freeze it, and by lunchtime it will be thawed and ready to eat. And also give them some granola that you can get, granola cereal that you can get at the grocery store, as well as some sliced up fruit, for example, strawberries or banana. And then when they get to lunch, they can assemble the yogurt with the granola with the fresh fruit, and it makes a delicious and nutritious fruit parfait. Lastly, I like to just do roll-ups where you can get the flatbread and just some sliced up vegetables cut very thin and a couple pieces of turkey or ham, and then roll that up, and it makes a really delicious lunch. You can put a little bit of oil and vinegar on there, or if they like, a little bit of mustard, salt and pepper, or ranch dressing. The low-fat ranch dressing makes a great and nutritious lunch for them. So there are lots of things you can do to really make the lunches nutritious, but yet keep them interesting for your kids, and you'll know what they're eating, and they'll have the energy to get through their day and feel good throughout that day. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.